Can you think of anything that helps the fear either stay in our mind or grow in our mind besides just additional fear experiences, Amy?
Well, it keeps happening over and over.
Okay.
You keep watching whatever.
That's right. Additional experiences or seeing, hearing things. Joy?
Well, I mean, stories again.
Okay.
Telling more stories about it.
Okay. Katie?
Just projecting over and over.
Okay.
Or looking back.
Projecting, looking back. You got it. Now, does everybody understand a looking back script? What does that mean?
To relive an experience that's already happened.
You got
as
it.
If trying to control it, no way to, it's already passed, it's just the experience itself.
Okay.
Or I remember.
Yeah. And projection is?
Future.
What's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen tomorrow? Dickie?
Sometimes our acceptance by others makes us say, oh, I'm afraid of those too.
Peer pressure.
It's like a good thing that I'm afraid.
That's right.
Oh, I love horror movies.
Yes. They're all
come
doing
on over
it.
And watch it with me, will you?
Oh, what's the matter? You check on peer pressure. Being forced into these situations again so that somebody else will like you, supposedly. Okay?
Along with that one, the one-upmanship, which you may have gotten chased home by a chihuahua, but, you know, it was one of those big old Doberman pinchers that chased me home, and so I've never heard.
Okay, so this is a story that you're telling somebody else about an experience that you've had. Now, what are you getting back for this storytelling in a spiritual sense?
Attention.
Yes. Attention. That we get for being afraid helps these things grow. Whether somebody coming and patting us on the head or giving us great sympathy or pity or whatever it might be, and not to say that there's anything wrong with that, but an evil spirit will try to use whatever they can. And if we think that we're going to get more attention for crying or whatever, then we'll use that too. It doesn't matter to the spirit what gets used, it'll use it. Okay?
Also, a lack of information. Meaning, like, you may know that the doctor said you have such and such a disease, but he doesn't want to talk about whether you'll die, or your family members don't want to talk about whether you'll die, or a living will, or, and your spirits just go on and on with the projection.
Okay. So let's use a real specific one. There's a lot of people that have evil spirits that are afraid of this place. And what's one of the main things that helps them, those spirits stay in those people?
The stories.
Huh?
The stories?
Ignorance about us.
Yeah.
They believe it.
So it's working the same way in them as it works in us. Surprise. Okay, so these are things that glom themselves onto a fear spirit to help it stay in our head, and not only stay, but grow. That, as we all know, evil spirits don't stay little. It's not just a single thought at one point in our life, they grow and they try to take over other areas of our life. And if we're afraid of this, then they try to make us afraid of that and afraid of something else. And they just like to grow. Okay.
Could you read the list again of that keeping to stay in our head and help them grow?
Fed by. Oh, the fed by?
Uh-huh.
Additional experiences or seeing and hearing, whether it's if you're afraid of a dog, then you get another experience with another yappy dog. You just go through additional experiences where there's just more and more fear planted. And if the first time they just yapped at you, the next time they tried to bite you. So it's additional experiences. Stories. I don't know many people that have gone through childhood without hearing ghost stories from their friends. You get together, staying overnight, and that's what you tell. Projecting. All this idea of, well, what's coming up tomorrow, or reliving the fear experience that you did have, and going through it, and that terrible time when you stood up in front of those people and everybody laughed, the whole room just burst into laughter, and you ended up in tears, and just reliving that. Peer pressure, all your friends want to watch that movie, or all your friends want to do this particular activity, the names that they call you for not wanting to do it, just peer pressure. One-upmanship or attention, when we tell a story about what happened to us that made us afraid, and somehow it turns into a self-glory or an attention-getting device. Somebody feels sorry for us, or somebody thinks that this is a really funny story, or whatever it might be, and we get attention for this thing that causes the fear. And then another thing is ignorance. The example that was used, a particular sickness, that one thing that helps a fear of any particular sickness grow is the fact that we're ignorant about it. We don't know what's coming up. We don't know how it gets cured or if it gets cured. We don't know how to deal with it. And staying ignorant about any situation will only help a fear spirit grow. Dana?
If we don't feel so good about ourselves on whatever level and we hear gossip, and even if it's not personal, mm-hmm. still we're thinking that they're going to think that about me if I don't conform to what the conversation mm-hmm. is.
Peer pressure, stories, gossipy kind of things, uh-huh. Katie?
Another one that reinforces that, I just heard it the other day, is track one psychology, or what track one mm-hmm. says about fear, that fear is good for you and you yeah. need it to protect yourself and helps you be cautious, and without fear we make unwise decisions, so it really justifies and makes it right for us to feel fear.
I would assume that another one that would fit into that category is when we are really afraid, you get that adrenaline pump. And boy, everything is on full alert. You are just on full alert. And there are apparently people who have, they desire that adrenaline pump, and that's one of the reasons that they go to scary movies, just so that they can feel that adrenaline rush. So whether it's justification that it feels good, or self-preservation kind of thing, you need it to stay alive.
Uh-huh. Isn't necessarily fear always that part of it is, but the self-preservation alarm system is really protection. It's just a version of the protection system. It's there mm-hmm. to keep you alive, actually to keep you alive.
Uh-huh. I think in the context of what Katie said, that track one psychologists are saying you need to be afraid of things. That's what's going to keep you alive, as opposed to making a distinction between fear and
real self-preservation. Yeah, it's a mixing of the system.
Yeah. You do want this.
Yeah, I live, you do.
Yeah.
So from a discernment standpoint, on a Holy Spirit uh-huh. side, we do need to be aware that, you know, there are people that can't harm sure. us and that sort of thing. So could something be given
sure.
to put it in a Holy Spirit set?
We're going to go into the techniques okay. to use to fight it. Gary?
I was thinking a moment with fear is jumping, because many times when we watch a scary movie, mm-hmm. the music comes on, it's kind of low, and then all of a sudden, the big bang, you put the TV on mute, it doesn't do that.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. We'll put that on the techniques to how to combat it. Put the TV on mute. Doug?
I'm not sure how to say this, but like Ted said, there's a purpose for that, a little rush. I know in track one psychology, or they'll tell you that a little stress is good because mm-hmm. that gets that your brain to working. Now, I don't know if that's a perversion of the truth, but I know sometimes we'll hear it said, is anyone's heart beating? Well, like you're feeling this rush when God wants you to stand up and get on your feet. Well, there would be something pumping through there to avert a certain thought that wouldn't be evil.
Uh-huh, but that's different from a justification for a fear spirit. God doesn't want us to be getting up and preaching because we're afraid of not doing it, or because we're afraid of what people are going to say. It's the self-preservation, like Ted says, that's our holy. You know, that's part of what we're born with. But spirits are trying to justify or use that idea to justify a fear spirit.
They say it's the same thing.
Yeah, but it's
They'll
not.
Say it's good to be a little stressed at a task, because then you're drilling something, and opposed to overly stressed, well then you're pressured, you can't function.
But like Ted says, they're kind of mushed together, the idea of self-preservation and fear. Fritz?
Might be the same thing on, it has to do with justification. It might be the same thing that was said there. It was a TV show, Dateline 2020, whatever, that uh-huh. was investigating the steep skiing, bungee jumping, parachuting off cliffs, that kind uh-huh. of thing. And they were giving the explanation with body chemistries and kind of using it like the justification of kids who are hyperactive. They have and not saying it's good, but they have a body chemistry that's out of whack or something, and they just need to do this stuff to release this. So these people are needing to do this to feed their, or match their body chemistry or something.
All I know is that I've been in enough juvenile court cases about on which comes first, the chicken or the egg, the chemical imbalance or evil spirits or just what?
But just justifying it, continuing.
Jerry?
Threats by, threats many times by, in a family, a younger brother, an older brother, a sister, and you don't do this, you tell, I'll, threat.
We'll put that under peer pressure.
I think it's like, sometimes you tend to build yourself up so you feel good about what you're doing. Like he's talking about the bungee jump. That would be something to build you up more.
So, feels good, somehow build self-esteem.